Pledge allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Welcome to our September meeting. It's 9 a.m., September 8th. We'll start out with public comment.
Sam Castronovo, Timberlake Drive. Just curious if we can get an update on the sometime during the meeting on the fireworks ordinance. Thank you.
Okay, anything further? Any other public comment? Okay, not hearing any, we'll move forward for approval of the meeting agenda. Is there anything that needs to be changed on the agenda? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I move to accept the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Aaron Eisenhardt is absent. Move on to consent agenda. Is there anything that needs to be changed on the consent agenda? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I move to approve the consent agenda as is.
Support.
Okay, we have support. Any discussion? Not hearing any, we'll do a roll call vote, please.
Okay, roll call. Holtz?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Eisenhardt, absent.
Yep. Motion carries. We'll move on to sheriff and commissioner report. I see we have a sheriff here. Morning, Danny.
Morning, how are you?
Good.
Wonderful day in September already.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Real quick, I'll go over the numbers. And the only thing I really had to discuss was the fireworks. On the numbers compared from August of 2019 to August 2020, your 911 checks were up by a little bit. They were 21, you had 18 the year prior. Animal control complaints were the same. Car deers were 1-1. Some of the other ones we talk about a little bit. Marine patrol complaints were 2-2. The stops were down. You had 1, you had 5 last year. Medical calls were down by a couple. You had 5, you had 7 in 2019. And then traffic stops were down by 1. You had 23, you had 24 the year before. Total calls of service were 76. 2019, they were 90, so they're down a little bit. The fireworks, I gave a, I had my secretaries do kind of a proposed fireworks ordinance. I'm trying to get to almost all the townships this month to have a conversation, which is going to leave about 3 or 4 because they've doubled up and tripled up on some of the days. So Chestonia, Kearney at the same night, which will probably be tonight, so I'm only going to be able to get to one of those unless I break the speed limit, try to run over it real quick, which isn't going to happen, believe me. But so what I did was I have met with a couple. We had a meeting August 11th and met in reference to the fireworks issues. Most of you are aware of it coming to a head over here for the most part. There was a handout that I gave out. It was a 2-year and 7-month stats that I had. Of those, there were a couple townships who were double digits. Some had none. Central Lake didn't have any complaints in 2 years, 7 months. Chestonia Township Supervisor here said there's a lot of them going off, but he thinks that people are really irritated but aren't calling because there's just no enforcement behind it. So of that meeting, there was a discussion about, I did make a comment, I'll guarantee you, unless you can really get legislature to do something, fireworks are never going to go away. They're here to stay. We just have to figure out how to regulate and how to get some enforcement. The state's already done that, and you can't change what the state does. So in that meeting, there was also a discussion. There was a handout that was given from Grand Traverse County which actually I got from people here at the township meeting we had, and went through some. We went through those. There was, of the 15 townships, there were 8 that were there. And of the 8, I think pretty much it was unanimous or in agreement that it would be the law would stand as the day before, the day of, and the day after. There was discussion about permits. There have been some people that have said, well, if I want to do something on my child's 21st birthday, or you take example what happened this year with the COVID, and a lot of the seniors didn't get a lot of recognition for the graduation. There were some people that wanted to maybe pull a permit for that. There was discussions that if you do one, you do for everybody, so you're back to square one anyway. So that was part of the problem. Might bring a little bit of revenue in. There was also a discussion, I can't remember if it was at that meeting or another, or one of the townships, what are you going to do about like fireworks down at the sandbar? And those are permitted differently. That's a whole different creature than what we're talking about. We're talking about individuals, and we're talking about those type of things. So that's a whole different ballgame that you have to deal with. Lanterns were talked about, and one of the ordinances were handed out, I think it was Acme Township, talked about lanterns. Those were discussed. Also, tannerite was discussed. Tannerite is not going to fall into fireworks. It's going to be more of a noise ordinance, which is for a whole other day. But that's a whole other thing that may or may not have to be discussed somewhere down the road. And looking into it, it looks like that's more of a noise issue than it is going to be a fireworks issue. So what I just wanted to do today was to give you this proposal. On the back side, you'll see there's some we didn't put in the blanks. One says Acme Township. And at the bottom, one thing I don't think we really discussed, and so Dorrance's memory was better than mine, we didn't discuss the timelines on what the townships wanted to do. In most of those ordinances that were looked at out of Grand Traverse County, they were most of them were about 8 in the morning to 1 in the morning. So I think that's just one thing that as you talk about it as a board, and as I get to these other boards, we'll have that conversation, see what the timeline is they want to have them. Because I'm not sure. Part of the problem was the 745 down there that went off on Birch Lake Road that really, I think that was the icing on the cake for most of the people down there. I think that was a lot of the issue was people are still, especially, and I said this before, but you talk about wildlife and family pets is one thing. But you start talking about people, you start talking about the veterans we have in the areas, more and more of them are coming up here. I think we've done a disservice to the vets by not by the state not getting ahead of this a little bit and thinking that through. But I think if we can get all 15 townships on board, I have not presented anything to Jim Rosser yet. Him and I did have a short conversation about it. He was not able to make that August 11th meeting. He had kind of thought he'd be able to make it, but he wasn't able to, which was more of an organizational type thing anyway. So putting this in the proposal, trying to get this back on the board and working through this timeline is what we have left to do, I think, from that end. I want to be very clear too. This is not mine, this is your ordinance. I am here to, I am willing to sign on to do the enforcement. I'm not sure where Jim's at yet as far as the prosecutional part of it. It does talk about a $500 civil infraction ticket is what you're looking at. So that's where I was at with them. If you want to have a discussion about the timeline so I can, I don't know what anybody else thinks about it. The other townships were not, I don't think, to. I've only had 2 or 3 so far this month because we just started September, but they weren't excited about the 8 o'clock in the morning thing either, so I don't know.
What does the state allow for? I don't remember currently.
It goes to 1 o'clock. I don't know what the starting time is. I didn't bring that folder with me. I apologize. I left it sitting on my desk when I walked out the door this morning. So, I mean, I can look at that again and take a gander at it and see what it says. But I know it goes to 1 o'clock.
I recall pretty much everybody in the room was in agreement we'd stick to the state ordinance just simply so it was uniform.
Right.
And that was, and I'm not excited about the one, but if we get more restrictive, can we really do much with it when the state says you can go to one?
I think you restrict the hours. I don't think you restrict the days. That's the problem. It's going to be the day before that you have to stay. That's state law. That's where you're going to be. Now, on those days, we may be able to restrict hours. I have to look at it again, and I apologize. I meant to grab that folder off my desk, and I left it sitting there this morning. So
I think the key is whatever we do get, that we get all the townships. If they go with the state the way it is, because I could read from the prosecutor, if we don't get all the townships in, he's probably not going to do a lot for it.
And this can be very difficult for us as far as enforcement, because I don't want to start Elk Rapids is 11 o'clock, and I drive up to Banks or Anseline, and the timelines are all different. It makes it very difficult for my guys. So I'd really like to stay on the same page as much as we can. I mean, some may say, well, lanterns aren't a big deal. We could probably get by with that. Part of the discussion was to, what do you do with people that want to have a fireworks for an anniversary? Or part of that, I think, is going to be educating the public. We've had this conversation. There's a lot of discretion in our line of work, up to a certain extent. And I think that if people can get on board a little bit with this thing and talk to their neighbors, that was part of the discussion we had. Had a gal call me. Her grandson was graduating and really wanted to do something on the property. They have a tree farm. And she called, and we said, well, you know, if we get calls, we're going to come on a complaint. But if you have a conversation with all your neighbors as much as possible and say, hey, look, you know, we're going to do this. It's going to be a 15-minute deal or a half an hour deal from, I don't know, 9:30 to 10. We're done. Please understand that. Most people say, yeah, we'll sit on a porch and watch them at that point. It's being caught off guard, I think, that's really, let me back it up. I think it's not being neighborly is the problem anymore, and nobody takes that consideration. I looked through some briefings this morning, you know, and we're getting noise complaints. We send a car. The guy says, oh, we didn't realize we were being that loud, so, yeah, we'll tone down. I think, I really do. I really believe people are not being neighborly and thinking through things. And if you go through your neighborhood and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, and I think we can start educating people in that direction and not getting these going off. There was a guy seeing a briefing from Saturday or Sunday's briefing that, you know, they were laying off fireworks in the middle of the night again, and, you know, it's got to come to a head, and it did over here, obviously, and there's been a lot of it going on. Just I think that nobody has been calling because everybody's tired of them. So with that said, I don't want to belabor this, but no. I just, if there's any other questions, and like I say, whatever you want, I'm going to be back.
Next month if you have the answer on when to start up. I haven't heard from the board, but what would you folks be comfortable with?
As far as
the hours. Here's the thing, too, and I laugh, I don't mean to, but I don't know why in the world you're like fireworks at 8 o'clock in the morning to begin with. So most of the time this stuff is supposed to be colorful and the oohs and ahs of what's going on. Some guy made a comment, he thought they were lighting off dynamite. It's not, it's the 2-inch mortars, and it sounds like dynamite because that's what they had going down to Birch Lake. It is a little bit of that, but I mean, it's the legal part of it that's bad. So I just don't know why you need them at 8 o'clock in the morning, but that's just my opinion. But
and to me, 1 o'clock
is late,
is beyond. So, but you know, we'll go with whatever ordinance is approvable, but I think that maybe each of us, if we've got this like other boards, we can just throw in our suggestions so that you have it.
Okay.
And but know that we'll be behind what would be enforceable, what would be uniform.
Okay.
But yeah, to me, you know, 8 to 1 is expansive. You know, maybe 8 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah.
And I like fireworks, but
yeah,
you know, that's the, like you said, you can't see them anyway.
Yeah, and I'll need to look at that. Like I say, I do apologize. I meant to grab that. I got halfway over and realized I didn't grab both folders. So
my main concern is that it can be enforced, and if we try to overreach on it,
yep.
You know, I think the state,
we'll just have to see what it says.
Kind of put us in the box as far as what's going to be allowable in a sense.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm with you. I don't think 1 o'clock's the greatest time period, but it is on those few days out of the year, but it's, you know, the big thing is Dan's got to have something to go behind and approve.
Which is a good point that Doran brings up, just so you know, if you look down on the first page of that, national holidays is what is really when they're only supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
I think there's 11 of them, so the day before, the day of, and day after makes it about 33 times is what you end up with out of a year that's legal. The other thing, just so you know, is trying to catch these people doing it. By the time we get there, they're done, or by the time you get around there, trying to figure it out. So that was just another angle I wanted to give you. But if you look at those, there's about 33 days out of the year that they would be able to be do them legally. And that's what the state's already regulated. You can't do nothing about it. So it's here to stay. It's just getting through the rest of the rhetoric that goes on with this stuff right now, so.
Has the Birch Lake individual been a problem continuing since you were?
He hasn't been a problem lately. At least we haven't had the calls. I would defer.
I haven't heard much since that meeting. Yeah, pretty much calmed down. But he did have 745, but I think that was retribution. Okay, yeah, this is for you.
And he may have moved on. I know his, I'll call him his landlord, had called me and said he wanted lodge of complaints against his own property. And I think that may have been part of what ended it. He knew he was looking at being evicted if he didn't straighten out. So I think I agree. I think the 745 was one of those retributions, and guess what? Now I'm done. So
we see that him on Friday night, but they were just, you know, normal.
See, that brings up the other question, Dan, I forgot about, is we really do need to probably lock down with the prosecutor. Who do we give the fine to? Is it if we can catch the individual as it reads, or are we allowed to go to the landowner? I mean, that's going to be the other big question, I think, in this whole deal. And again, I don't think the state really identifies that from what I recall.
Okay. In the state ordinance, it says you can't, unless you are the landowner or have permission from the landowner, you cannot fire off fireworks, even on those holidays.
There's a loophole in the state law that was found by Sergeant Kevin Hoke, actually, at least out of our department. I know they had other people really doing some depth looking on this, but Kevin found it and said, look, you can write the landowner. You don't have to necessarily write the individual, because we can't figure out, you know, if I show up and it's Mike and I together and there's a house full of people and Mike's going to light them off, and I'm saying, I don't have no idea who's lighting them off. That's not my problem. You go down three doors down and you write the landowner, you write the guy that owns the house, the ticket, because he's doing these, whatever they call them now, these properties where everybody's renting, they're buying properties and they're renting them out. So, you know, you're able to do that, at least under that state law. And this gentleman lived down on Acme that owned that house, and I think he knew it was coming, so he really got proactive in trying to get it stopped down, because I think several of the people down there had got a hold of him, and then we got a hold of him also, and then he called us and says, I'm on board, I get it, but he says, I don't want the problem, so.
Yeah, I would think as a landowner, you're going to want to be ahead of that. So you're probably not in your agreements when you're renting. You're probably going to enter in this if you know it's going to be enforced.
Right.
That this is not going to take place.
Right.
But yeah, if you could, I mean, it doesn't matter to me which way it goes. I know you have to have a direction
right.
on who, what, and where, because you can't always catch the individual doing it.
Right. And we'll see what, like I say, I'll see what the prosecutor's office. I just hadn't had this drafted, and I hadn't had enough conversation with the rest of the townships to see what direction to get with Jim on yet. But we did have a small conversation about it, a short conversation. So, anything else?
Thanks for following up on that.
Yeah, we'll keep moving. It's going to be a longer process, and I anticipate. I've not been involved with something like this, so we'll keep moving it forward. Hopefully, by the time we get to, you know, around the first year or something, we'll have this thing polished out for you and get it going.
Well, and to get the prosecutor involved, that's the driving force. And if we don't do that, I think it's just a waste.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be something that will have to be, if he says absolutely not, I'm not speaking for Jim, I'm just saying, for the example, he says absolutely not, you're going to have to somehow get a hold of your attorneys and see how they want to proceed with it. I'm just saying, so now I got 15 attorneys that I got, or 10 attorneys, whatever, because some of them sure attorneys, but we'll have to sort that out as we get there. It's all workable. We'll get it sorted out eventually, but all right.
All right. Anything else for Dan?
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Well, we will move on to ambulance report. Mike?
Okay. For the month of August, we had 23 calls for service, and we had 22 transports from the village and the township. And I will get with Steve on to find out what their fractional time is. That was normally discussed when we had our annual, our monthly meeting before mm-hmm. our meeting here. But since we haven't had those, I can always call them and we'll get it.
Is there anything else? If not, we'll move on to fire report. Ken?
Good Good morning, Ken Williamson, Fire Chief. We responded to 10 incidents in August. The run breakdown is on the back there for you. We're getting our money's worth out of that boat. We had four in August, and we just had two this weekend. So I'm glad we got that back in service. We're at 17 for staff number. We did not get our grant for the compressor for this cycle for June. So I'm going to try again for the December cycle. We rarely get the June cycle, but I thought I'd try. So we'll see. See what happens. And I did talk to Jeremy on Milton Township, and he's going to still support us with his part of it even for the next cycle. So he'll hang on to that budget money for us. I think he's pitching in $5,000. Shipping container, ongoing saga. They've been having troubles with the transportation company, people leaving and that kind of stuff. They think they know where it is.
What is that?
That's our shipping container that we bought for the training center that we're going to do live burns in eventually. We had a work be out there. We've got the foundation set and everything for it. Supposedly, it's in Detroit somewhere. We're working on it. So COVID's taking quite a delivery on, or quite a impact on delivery. It's hard to get truckers right now, I guess. 800 radio installations are all been done in all the vehicles. We're just waiting for programming. That all has to be done through the state. We're trying to coordinate with Antrim County and our neighbor counties as for what's called templating. It's a long, drawn-out thing, but we want to be able to talk to our neighbors when we need to. So but we have to go through the state, and we want to only program it once because it costs money to do that, and it's very time-consuming. So we're working on that, though. That's coming along. We held our August business meeting via Zoom. We'll probably do that again for September unless things loosen up for us here. We're doing our maintenance and suppression and other trainings in small groups, so we're still getting that taken care of. Our tanker, we finally got it to throw a code, and we found out what it was a cam sensor that was making it quit on us, so we got it over there and got it fixed, and it seems to be running fine now, so that's good. Everything else is in good order. Thanks for Mike and Shelley. We looked into getting some hazard pay through a CARES Act grant that was set up through the state, and actually it's federal. We submitted all the paperwork, and I think we're good to go. So so each one of our guys are going to get a little bit of extra in their paycheck this month for having to do the extra duty for this whole COVID thing. So it's pretty cool. That's all I have.
Really cool.
Is there any questions for Ken?
Yeah, thanks for the help in getting it in. That was more complicated than it really was.
Grants are ridiculous.
How are we doing on building repairs? Is there anything coming up?
We're going to have a chat about the parking lot again here pretty soon. I think the building's in pretty good shape. A little bit of sheet metal maybe, but parking lot's going to be our next big hurdle. It's getting in rough shape.
Now, is that in the backside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, Ken, when Pete was here, we were discussing it, and I said, you know, if you call Elmer's or someone like that, they have engineers and designers that can do that. And did he ever go that far?
I think we had someone come out and look, but the question is the property line. Who's going to take care of what? We weren't sure whose part of the parking lot was the village building and whose was ours, and I think that's where that got left. So we're going to have to get that figured out. So I believe those few parking spots on the left where the irrigation is technically village property, and then who knows about that driveway around back behind the back, so we're going to have to do some investigating on that. So
is there property here that's owned by the village and by us? I mean, is there township and village? I thought it was all one.
Well, originally the property where the fire building is, which I believe, I'm not positive, but I believe is still township, but then we had the rest of this, and Bill, correct me where I'm wrong, but where this building is, we merged with the village, made it because they had the property to
the south.
So there's
still a piece, something he's talking about out there that's strictly village?
No.
No.
No, but it's on our usage.
Oh, okay.
It's our parking. Sure. It's parking spots for the fire barn, but I believe it's village. But it's going to need to be repaired too, so we're just going to have to come to a agreement as to. I don't know if they're looking at repairs back there. for the rest of it or not. So that's what we got. That's what we have to coordinate.
You know, they were, and then decided they really don't need that parking back there because it just would keep chipping away unless they put a lot of money into it. And, you know, they're not as much in need as you are to get your trucks to and from. So if we can find a border or someplace, even just cut off the...
Okay, I'll start looking. I'll get with Bill and we'll get into that. And I just didn't want to step on any toes and start paving there.
Well, Dorrance is more of an expert than I, but as having a little background in this kind of work, you can't, nothing will work there until the water's gone.
That was part of the issue. That's why they had decided not to fix that back
part. No matter what you do, it's going to come back.
It's going to be an expensive project. They're going to have to redo.
Be quite a little bit of fill removed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing.
And where does the water go? Where do you?
I was just going to say, and that you just can't do.
Right.
No. This isn't the greatest site, period.
Built in a swamp.
Yeah, so spending money just to watch it degrade again is, you know, a tough one.
You'd want an engineer to look at this one.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I say we're probably going to have to share costs on it.
Yeah, it's lasted this long. I mean, when we built the building, we waited a year or so to gravel. We graveled it, and then we came in and asphalted. But, I'm sure there's, you know, we got high water right now. There's just no way around it.
Yeah.
That's where we're sitting. Mm-hmm. Anything else for Ken? Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Ken.
Welcome.
Okay, we'll move on to Road Commission. I spoke with Bert this morning. He'd been on vacation, and he and I, and I'll take the hit for this one, got our dates confused. He's planning on coming in October, and he'll have he'll have dates nailed down to when they're going to start the project on North Bay Shore Drive, but it looks like it'll be a late October, November project. So, and he'll explain that. So expect him for our October meeting.
They can do this in November?
Yeah.
It's snowing in Denver today. It gets over here.
I think the idea is least amount of traffic because they're going to have to close the road down.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be
it's sheet piling. If he's doing sheet piling, you can drive that, you know, 12 months a year.
I think they're probably trying to wrap it up just before, but, you know, by closing the road down, there won't be any through traffic for some time.
Now, does Bert notify all the residents down there?
I'm sure he will, either through the newspaper or something. But that's what he was going to talk about at the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move on. Bass Lake Weed Control. Mike, I assume you've got all that.
Yeah, well, if you read last Sunday's paper about Torch Lake going to the...
Yep.
To the... Well, and, of course, Bass Lake has had all these lily pads in there. And the gentleman that I talked to from CAKE, which is the one that did the Phragmites for invasive species, he went out there with his kayak and he paddled away because I told him we had all these lily pads on the north side. And he went through there and he says, yeah, you're right. There's something, they're native, there's something in the water that they like because they're only growing on that side. Now, you know, the ironic thing about Bass Lake, half is in the township, half is in the village, half is on sewer, half is not. So I'm going to get back with PLM, and he gave me some water quality testing companies out of Traverse City to go there and check and see what's in there that these things really like and where it's coming from. Some people may not like it, but we'll find out where it is because they're all complaining that they can't, you know, with their kayaks and all that stuff. But then again, that side isn't that populated, so I don't know why they're in there. So there's something in the water that they love, and they're growing wild. We did have some spraying so people could at least get out of their cottages and get a pathway into the lake. But if it's starting there, it could eventually spread to the whole lake. So we'll have to do some further investigation, see what's going on.
And I know you and I talked about having the company that normally reviews the lake do some more weed control this fall. Has there been anything new on that?
I haven't talked to them lately. I've been busy with taxes, and I'll get back to them next week when I'm all done with the mad rush on tax collection.
Is there anything further on Bass Lake? Any questions? Okay, we'll move on. We've got some appointments to make. Our Planning and Zoning Commission appointments, they're 3-year terms. I have for the Planning Commission, Emil Sabatee will stay on. He'd like to stay on and do one more term if we would allow, and I said yes, but we'll vote on it. And also Renee Michelle has decided to step away, and Dick was able to find a candidate, Tom Crandall. So I would submit these two as Planning Commission members for a 3-year term. I would entertain a motion for both of these.
I'll make the motion that we reappoint Emil Sabatini and Tom Crandall.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? I know that Tom lives down in your neck of the woods, Dick?
Yes. My direct next door neighbor.
So
I know him well, and I think he'll do an excellent job. He's been looking to get involved in government activity, and I think this would be a perfect spot. Good man. Good thinker.
And we all know Emil, and his comment to me was he reminded me of his age, which I won't say, but he said, are you sure you want me back? And I said, as long as you want to serve, we'd love to have you back, Emil. So he wants to go again, so just to make that clear to everyone. So anyways, we'll take the vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Aaron Eisenhardt is absent. Zoning Board of Appeals, the two that are up this term is Vince Cooper and Robert McQuarrie. I've visited with both, and they both would like to stay on. So I would submit these two as for the 3-year terms to fill their positions.
I move to reappoint Vince Cooper and Robert McCurry to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, we've got support. Any further discussion? We're all aware of who they are, and they've been serving, so not a lot to say there, but I guess we'll just take the vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Aaron Eisenhardt is absent. Okay. We'll move on to Maple Grove Cemetery. Shelley's been working on the signs, and I don't know if you have anything new.
The signs and the locations for the signs have all been discussed and reviewed between Pro Image and myself, and they're going to show us a sample sign, but they said probably mid to late September would be installation, and their cost included installation of the signs. So it's going to happen.
And I know you did something with the sign for the lift station.
Correct.
Maple Grove as well.
Right. I went right through Pro Image on that, and we just, you know, we cut the grass down so we could get to the lift station ourselves in case there was an emergency, and because there was a nice empty space, people started using that for parking. So we put a sign there that was polite and just said reserved area for lift station emergency action or something like that. And I haven't really driven by to notice it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I haven't been up there yet. But that'll be taking place too, just so everybody's aware.
That should be already up.
I got to take a trip to that neighborhood. I'll take a look today.
Okay. It is already up.
Is it?
It is.
And I had someone run off from the Clear Vision area to a park right adjacent to it. They didn't park in your spot, though.
Now, are you at the corner of Williams Road and U.S.?
I'm on Virch Road.
Right.
But But I had the state put those signs up for the clear vision area.
Right.
And when some parks there, I have them run up.
Yeah.
I call the state or send them an email with a picture and the phone number, and they call them and they move. This
right.
They move your spot.
Oh.
But not in the parking spot. It's a little bit south in the grass.
Huh. We have to say up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Your sign is up. So.
Good. Thank you.
Effective.
Yeah.
So, is there anything further on cemetery? We will move on. The government building maintenance, Dick. Anything new?
Two things on the table is the leak, and I don't think we've had any water entering the building, although I don't think we've had the right circumstances from the east. So, no news is good news in that department. As soon as we get the right wind, I think we'll figure out whether this waterproofing and the masonry has worked. And the second item is the controller, the electronics to control the mechanical equipment. I delivered the contract to the contractor for his signature 2.5 weeks ago and instructed him to send the signed contract back to the engineer and Shelley.
I did get it.
You got it. So we have a contract in place. We do not have a scheduled start date that I know of.
Well, he's been here. Last week. Single gentleman. Yep. Working all last week.
I guess Mike did inform me that temperature control is here. I didn't know what they were here for.
Oh, okay.
So they're working on the contract.
Yeah, I think he's waiting for a part to come in, isn't he, Shelley?
I don't know.
I thought so, because, yeah, he was here.
A couple
and that's
days
when
in
I
row.
Texted. I thought you...
Yeah, I saw that text. I didn't know that it was for the contract.
Yeah.
The engineer then should probably be doing an inspection or some kind of progress. Because the guy will send us a bill, and we won't know where he is in the progress without the engineer's report.
Right.
Yeah, I'll follow up with Gary. That's those two things. Everything else is...
Well, question, Dick. I know we talked about maintenance on the building, and I think at one time we talked about in the fall doing something on the roof. Either it was to deal with the waterways or the...
Yeah, there's a built-in gutter system up there that needs mechanical cleaning, labor. It just needs to be cleaned out every fall.
Is that something
I think it's that DPW-type function. It's not a real involved thing, but the roof drains get plugged up with debris, leaves, and that kind of stuff. So it's a late
fall,
October, November, before it starts to freeze up type of maintenance.
Okay.
I mean, we can have Arrow Roofing come out and look at it, but if this water thing was a masonry function, then the roof is, we've fixed everything there is on the roof that I know of that we can fix at the moment.
Okay. Anything else for Dick on the building maintenance?
Just thanks for all your help on that. For someone that knows what they're looking at, we really appreciate that.
Thank you. It took me a little longer than I would have originally anticipated. But
well, especially if it quits leaking on everyone.
Yeah.
That'll
the
be
goal.
The big thing.
We're not replacing tiles yet, are we?
No.
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 Okay, we'll move on. Oh, Dick, you're on again.
You're on again.
District Library.
What's new? Well, can't really tell you what's new quite yet, but in my opinion, the fact remains that Lynette Miller, the librarian, was suspended on August 21st. The chairman made a decision of a personnel issue type of event that was not approved by the board. So presently, the personnel committee for the library board is reviewing everything that happened, and there'll be a recommendation in the next couple days.
Okay. So is the library open now?
The librarian has returned to work, and the library is open under very limited conditions because of the spatial requirements under the current executive order.
Okay.
I believe you have to make an appointment, and then they'll let you in. But that has changed when she's reissued another order. So Nanette monitors that very closely. And now that she's back on the job,
I think we're back, we're functioning.
Okay.
I'll have more to report next month.
Okay. Any other questions for Dick? Okay, we'll move on. Township Sewer. I have a proposal in front of you folks about a generator for the lift station, the older lift station, the main lift station out by the township properties. And what it really comes out to is what Brad has found is there are several homes that have power generation, so their lift stations at their homes or pump stations will be working whether we have power or not. And with the sizing of the lift station, and the village brought this up a year or so ago, we should be concerned about making sure we have power there in case of a power outage. So what we have here is a pricing on a new generator set. It's going to include the gas supply, which I'm assuming is going to be a propane, and it will be a tank mounted out there. And then also the hookup, the mount, and the location, you know, site. So what this will actually do is, without any human activity, but if the power fails to the lift station, this generator will automatically kick in and run the lift station without anyone showing up. My only question was to Brad, and he was going to follow up on it, is there a way we could remotely monitor to make sure, you know, and he's going to look at that, but he didn't think it was a big deal. But what I'm going to ask the board for is $25,080 to do this project. In the also involved was a the second lift station at Maple Harbor. But I thought at this time, this was a little more than what I expected. It is sized large enough that if we do change the lift station and add larger pumps as the increased volume may come, and we're planning when these pumps need to be replaced, performance is recommended to us to go to a different pump and it's larger to take up added capacity. This machine will handle that as well. So we're kind of, you know, it isn't that much difference, and it'd make no sense at all not to do it now, you know, so we're buying it large enough to expand the station at this time. But back to the Maple Harbor one, we've pulled back on that. He's going to work on a pricing for that. It'd be much smaller because it's a smaller lift station, different circumstances. But I thought we ought to at least do this now, and then maybe next spring we can visit the other one and see where we are on pricing. And then I know also we've got some monies coming into Mike, because I didn't want Mike to lose all of his funding, but I know from Milton with the hookup, as Shelley reminded me, we've got supposedly some money there that we'll get sooner or later. So I'm asking the board to approve this so we could get it in before winter. And the contractor is a local contractor. I think it's Northwest Energy, but he went out and checked with different contractors, so it would be a local contractor.
Does Mike's budget from the reserve funding from the sewer district have the funds?
Yes.
To cover this?
Yes, we do. And if we get some from Milton, it won't be all of that.
And then we also need to approve an annual amount for maintenance, on this type of thing, it may have to have every 6 month, the battery and the function of the gas generator.
If it's monitored, you'll get that report once a month, because I have a home generator through these guys, and it's on the monitor, and I get a monthly report to check if battery's okay, everything else is fine. But it will need an annual maintenance, or you said maybe this time, it's just the size of it and what it's pumping. It's not like, you know, backing up my house.
Yeah, your refrigerator and furnace. You know.
So it might need it every 6 months.
Right.
No, and that's, in talking with Brad on it, it appeared that when they visited, yearly probably, and if it needs more, we could do that. But it's a fully enclosed, it'll be locked, so no one can get into it. But we are looking at the possibility of getting natural gas. I just think it'll be more expensive than if we just do a propane, and then we don't have a monthly billing that we've got a monkey with, because it'll just be as needed. So.
Yeah, I use the same contractor at my house for mine.
Oh, okay.
Reliable guy.
Okay. So that's what I'm asking for, and the village did, they've covered it for the past few years. They had a portable, you know, they'd haul out there and do it, which we can use a portable at the Maple Harbor for the time being if we have to, but at some point I would like to get one set there. So it's not something, you know, normally when this happens, there's kind of a storm that goes along with it. It's not always easy to get a hold of stuff and get it moved out
right
there. So it'd be nice to have it in place. So I would entertain a motion unless there's other questions.
I'll make the motion to install a generator at the lift station using North Country Power Generation for the amount of $25,080.
Do we have support?
I'll support.
Okay. Any further discussion? My goal is, and I'm sure we can get it done, but I want to get it in before winter and get everything set up. So with that, well, I guess we'll do a roll call vote whenever you're ready,
okay.
Shelley.
Okay. Roll call. Shemansky.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert. Yes. Halts.
Yes.
And Aaron Eisenhardt is absent. I did mention this to Aaron, and he was of support. So, but he's not voting. Anyways, he's aware of it. So anything further on sewer? I know, well, with that being said, I'd also say that Brad's going to look at the possibility of, as he'd mentioned before, doing a clean out later this fall, like we did last year. It's kind of a maintenance issue. Getting, hopefully the village maybe will come out with a pumper and takes a few hours just to back flush it. And he's got a way, and of course, you know, they're measuring the gallonage. We're set up now to measure gallonage. So once we get a full year's run, we'll get to see where the peaks are and the lulls, so we can kind of figure out really what's going on out there, what's coming through at certain times. So a little more information to come our way on that. So if there's nothing further.
Has anything happened on the Elk Lake extension, Carnes Highway sewer?
No, not to my knowledge. I don't know if we haven't, you know, we haven't set up a meeting date. Obviously, we did receive some people that were not interested.
Right.
So I don't know if you've heard anything else, Shelley.
I get calls or emails once in a while, and have explained that we've put off meeting regarding this because of COVID, and that we're still in informational stages and we're not pushing anything, and that we will contact people when we're ready to gather again on that.
Okay. We will move on. The Traverse City Charlevoix Trail. Shelley, do you have anything on that?
Yep, we have a report in there from Elizabeth Calcutt and Chris Cushman from the Trails. It's just a briefing on where they're at right now. I know they've worked with the village, and we're trying to find the route through the village. They're working in Acme and for the connector there. And I did get a call from Elizabeth, who wants to just set up a meeting for next week sometime to bring us up to date. You know, I'd asked if she wanted to see the board. She just wanted to meet in person to catch up, see what's happening, see what we're looking for. So she and I are just going to meet next week before we bring anything further than that. But it's encouraging. They've been moving on with the village, and I think there's just some preliminary design on the other end from Charlevoix coming this way, but nothing big at all at this point. So it's just an ongoing process.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, not hearing any. We'll move on to attorney's report.
Attorney's report for September. I will note, Dan was right. Last year you had 90 incidents, this year 76. And of those 76, 21 were 911 checks and 23 were traffic stops. So that's 58% of those two numbers. So there wasn't much activity on this side of the county. Farmland open space, nothing new to report on at this time. Sportsman's Club property. Nothing's been recorded yet, but the tax rolls have been corrected, so they put all four names on it.
You got, excuse me, you got that from Carlene last week?
Yes, got that from Carlene on this thing. Before, I just had only one name on it, and it was the name we were sending in care of. So, but now it's got all four and then in care of her. I had this under Hayden, the 47-acre parcel. It's now called Orchard View Site Condo, and Larry has received information from the attorney in Traverse City, and it will probably be proceeding forward to the Planning Commission and ultimately back to this board. There's nothing yet on the private road, but that'll have to be part of it when it comes through. Larry's working on it. Frank Mighty's, nothing new. Bertha, Dick's reported on it. Zoning Board of Appeals, nothing new to report. You've heard on Birch Lake Sewer from Dorrance and from Elk Rapids Sewer on from Dorrance on the current status of that. Which is Birch Lake is Elk Rapids, and then Maple Harbor Sewer, you've heard on that. Sewer extensions, I know I defer to Shelley, they've had meetings with the village and with the township about billing and so forth on this, so on this thing, but I don't know personally. The meeting is 6 days away, so I haven't heard anything about anybody being hooked up yet and actively going into to your system, Maple Harbor Extension. Medical marijuana, nothing new to report. Cemetery, you heard from Shelley. Short-term rentals, the village has passed their ordinance. I believe it'll be effective, the revised ordinance. I think it'll be effective Saturday, September 12th. And then on a side point, the Court of Appeals for the state of Michigan has upheld, I believe it's the Spring Lake Ordinance. I didn't have a copy of it with me today. But it's very specific wording in that ordinance where they had something like an 8-bedroom house with 12 bathrooms, and it was more, they ruled it was more like a motel than it was a residential structure, and they could regulate it like a motel.
Really?
Short-term rentals, talked about that. I have just on my checklist the Freedom of Information request. I have nothing new on the old one. I defer to Shelley. She's had some new requests and has responded.
Yeah, on that one, Bill. That's for election things, and someone was requesting, someone from Texas, requesting information on all kinds of stuff and reports from flash drives, from tabulations, from stuff. And I did go ahead and answer that for you because I didn't have a lot of that information. So those are easy to answer. not available. But I did answer everything that I could, sent them what I had. And the week after that, they said, oh, they want to withdraw their FOIA. So you only get 5 to 10 days for a FOIA, and then they withdrew it because there was so much hype. But if they were asking that information from everybody throughout the country, because the first one that we got accidentally said Missouri Sunshine State, so you knew that, you know, they called and replaced that with Michigan. And the amount of information that they wanted, I thought, who is on the other end that's going to be able to go through all of this stuff? So I think they started getting information back and decided, okay, stop. But yeah, so they withdrew that after we did our due diligence anyway.
Towers on small cells, that's been ruled on at state of Michigan level, but the federal court, U.S. Ninth Circuit Appeal, largely upheld the FCC rules. So you could see a lot more antennas on the top of, let me say, telephone poles on this thing. So I don't know how active it'll be in this area, but they can proceed. I haven't heard whether it's, and that's just recently, August 14th, Michigan Township Insights had that blurb in it. It may be appealed. I don't know.
So these are repeaters that pick up the blank spots in the rural areas.
I think that's what it's. I call it a repeater, but I don't know if that's the proper language
right.
on it. It's not the main towers.
No. Right.
Do note, I don't know about the water tower. I have seen trucks there, but Milton had had new upgrades put on their tower. The existing people were putting upgrades on it and worked for quite a while this spring on it, on the antenna up there. MMR, we've heard from Mike, and Tart Trail, you've got a report. That's all I have for this month.
Bill, I have a question. Mike and I have talked about it. I know we've even asked you, but I've forgotten. But we need to think about our road millage coming up. And when do we need to ask to, you know, the voters to renew it? And I guess I kind of want some board input. I know we have a time period of probably maybe a year, I'm not sure. But what's the board's feeling about running it early? I'm one that wants to, I'll just say, I'd prefer to run it early and not wait so we know where we are. But I mean, I'm asking for the board's input on this.
What's early?
Well, whenever he tells
me. I don't have that notes here. Mike, when does it run out this year?
I believe it runs out next year, the 21st, 2021.
I'll double check that.
Yeah,
I think that's correct. I know with Shelley, we've got to talk to her about when the, what comes up next year and when we could run it. So I'd kind of like to, you know, plan forward and see where we need to be on that.
Is that on the winter tax?
Yes.
Because I think it's worked very well. And I, the other part of the discussion is, I would suggest we don't need to raise it. I think we should keep it where it is because we've, I believe, got our township roads in pretty good repair now. Now it's more of a maintenance issue. And talking with Bert, we do realize costs are going up, but we're in a pretty good place now. So I would like to propose that we do a renewal. I'm just suggesting for everyone to think about it.
I think it was 0.35.
Yes.
What's the term? How many years?
Six.
Usually five years.
But no, if we could just, and there's no big rush, but I just, while it's on my mind, Mike and I were kind of talking about it the other day and, you know, planning because we've got a project I know on Bayshore Drive next year we're planning and others. We've kind of tried to plan, you know, 2 to 3 years out. So I'd like to kind of know where we are, if we can renew or not. I'm as input from anyone, what's I'm suggesting.
Is it a special election in 21 then?
I was going to say, you know, we don't know elections until till they're set. But next year, I think I'm personally going to work towards no elections.
No, that's why I'm kind of wondering if we have even one election.
Yeah, there's certain months for elections, and next year, since it's not a
a
state
year.
Or federal, it's not even governor. Excuse me. It would be it would be May, August, or November. So, oh no, schools are going in November already. So, we don't know until it gets close.
But it's going to run out. We do know it runs out before 22.
Right.
Yes.
But you'll get be able to collect in December of 21. Okay.
Yep.
Then you've got that year to get it back in. Well, you've got, because it'll be put on the winter tax bill of 2022. The renewal will be.
Right.
So if it goes on the ballot and gets renewed, then you collect for 22 retroactively?
No. Yeah. I mean, it's
that's
what it is. That's when it's put on the bill. You've got a series. You can run it a series of times in 20. You can run it earlier too, 21, but you can run it, I think, three times in 2021.
But if Shelley doesn't want to.
I know.
You still want to have one thing on you.
Yeah,
because
we'd have to pay for it if
it's
a separate. That's why I'd like to kind of plan what we've got coming.
You want to have it on a ballot that there's other things on the ballot.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. So otherwise, we'd pay for the whole election.
So that's why when we can first do it, given when Shelley has an election, that's what I'm kind of suggesting.
I'd agree on it.
Yeah, we don't want to pay for the whole thing for one proposal.
Right.
So, yeah, Bill, whenever you have a chance and can kind of give us the window that we could work in.
Okay.
That way we can plan around what Shelley's schedule looks like.
Yeah, I, like I said, I don't think we know schedules until,
no.
You know.
This is just one of those thought process things before I forget it. I wanted to get it out. Is there any discussion on the millage itself? Would the board be comfortable with just a renewal?
Yes.
Just a renewal.
Okay. I think that's more palatable as well, but I'm pretty confident. And of course, part of this is I don't really know where we're going to come with our match funds because we're a little nervous about what we might or might not see next year. And then going down the road, see, the match funds have been, they've ramped up this year. We did better on our match this year. But knowing the state of the state right now, that could change for next year. So I'm just kind of gambling in a sense that we're able to, you know, keep everything intact at least. And but our roads are in good shape, so I really think we'll be okay. So that's my thoughts. Okay. Is there anything else? Any other questions for Bill?
I got some comment, but don't
okay. Want, well, we'll move on then. We'll move on to Township Board correspondence and announcements.
We missed the Hertha building, my favorite other building.
Well, we were going to get it sooner or later.
Well, the new gutter we put up is falling off the building. I think I mentioned that a meeting or two ago. And the substrata that it's screwed into appears to be decayed. So I have to come up with a how to fix that without taking the entire thing down and rebuilding the soffit on the west side of the building. Haven't figured that out yet. I mean,
drill anchor bolts all the way through the wall.
When you get to the money,
it could be a four-figure problem. So, you know, you can't just rebuild one section. If one section's rotted, probably the whole thing is. So it becomes a real old building nightmare type of thing. So you can't just leave it hanging up there half attached.
No, especially once we get frozen water in it.
Yeah, and then we've got another middle of the winter problem. So I got to get that taken care of here in the next month or so.
Okay.
That's my only Hertha problem. Everything else is temporarily fixed there.
Does anyone else have anything under township announcements or correspondence? Shelley?
Well, I'll just say that we have an election coming up in November, and we will probably have ballots in our office the last week in September, first week in October, and that's when we're going to start processing and sending out because applications for March and then also August. If you filled out an application for an absentee ballot, it gave you options that said, do you want this application to also cover November? And everybody said yes, or a lot of people said yes. So that's a lot more work on our end, and we're trying to make sure that we get everybody taken care of with that stuff. So if you know absentee ballot people, I'm hoping that a lot of them will start coming into the office to pick up their ballot because I'll do a mailing, but in November, if they were in March and they said, yes, I want you to send me a ballot in November, I don't know if they're going to be in the same location or not. The state has some good ideas sometimes, but
this isn't one
but
of them.
Other times it's like, what are you thinking? So we're going to be really careful with this, and face-to-face or coming into the office to get your application and your ballot will work out great. Then we're not worried about where we're sending it or if you already left for Florida or any of that stuff. But I'm going to publish a couple of different things in the newspaper. I may do a mailing to everybody that I have a ballot for or that I have that has requested a ballot in November. And I'm just going to say if you are going to be somewhere else, let me know. But if they're already somewhere else, they won't let me know because I sent it to the application or to the address that I have. So anyhow, it's kind of a thing. Please just tell people, feel free to call us come in, see us. We're going to get ballots. We'll have them the first week of October for sure, and I have really good people working on it, so we'll get everybody taken care of.
Is the ballot non-forwardable?
A ballot is not able to be forwarded.
Forwarded, right,
okay. Applications were, you know, that's what we would normally send out for absentees. So they'd get the application if they left for Florida, and then they'd put their Florida address on it so that we'd know to send the ballot there. But in March or August, when the state sent applications out saying, you know, this will be for November also, I think they just think people stay in one little spot and that they were helping, and it may help a lot of people.
So you don't see an issue that is like the national issue that gets mass media coverage situation here?
I mean, that is not going to happen in our area.
Yeah. That's the perfect answer.
Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Dick, anything further?
Nope.
Mike?
Your taxes are due next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Before the interest is adds on, Governor Whitmer did not sign that bill extending the deadline. So we're business as usual. It's all due by next Tuesday at 5 before the 1% interest starts. Then you got interest 1% per month all the way till the end of February.
Okay. And what does your collection look like today?
Pretty good. I'm amazed. I'm ahead of last year.
Really?
Really.
Ooh, yeah. I even got the big CoreLogic, the escrow account one. That was like $569,000, which means I have to go to the bank then as soon as we get out of here and put the money in there.
Good, good.
Mike has been very happy this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very happy.
He likes counting, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The income cash is flowing.
Except I got to give it all back. That's the problem.
Anything else, Shelley?
No, I'm...
Okay. If not, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you. See you next month.